I was sitting in my car, phone face down, palms sweating, and I realized the panic wasn't about the evening. It was about me trying to be everything for everyone. That 2-minute pause changed the whole night.
Welcome to Why I Love. This podcast is a place to slow down and remember, before we can really love others, we begin by learning to love who we are.
Today, I want to invite you into a small practice that changes how we show up for ourselves and for the people right in front of us. Picture this with me. I was parked in the church lot at dusk, the heater still warm, my phone showing 3 missed calls. The light outside was thin, a little cold. Inside, my chest felt tight. I remember thinking, I can get through this if I just keep moving.
But instead of reaching for the phone, I closed my eyes for 2 minutes. I breathed slowly, in for 4, out for 6. Honestly, I didn't expect much.
I just listened to my breath. The edge of panic softened. I felt less like an appliance and more like a person who could choose kindness, even in a busy evening. That 2 minutes didn't fix my schedule, but it changed the temperature of that evening. People stayed longer. Conversation deepened.
It was small. It was ordinary. And that is the point. Small pauses build a different kind of capacity over time.
So here's the big question I want to hold with you. What if the simplest act of love is learning to be quietly present with yourself so you can truly hear another? What if stillness is practice, not withdrawal?
There are reasons many traditions teach silence. Psychologically, stillness pulls us out of the endless comparison loop. When we stop chasing other people's feeds, our inner life gets space. The critic loses volume, and self-compassion finds room to breathe.
Practically, stillness trains listening. Real listening isn't plotting a reply while someone talks. It's receiving another person with undivided attention. That muscle, attention, is what turns polite conversation into genuine care.
I know some of you tense up at the idea of quiet. You think, if I stop, all the worry comes back. That's normal. Start gently. Treat stillness like a muscle, not a test. 1 minute, 2, 5, build from there.
Let me give you 3 tiny, concrete practices you can try this week. They're simple, repeatable, and you can do them anywhere.
First, the daily 5-minute pause. Find a consistent moment, morning coffee, lunch break, or right before bed. Sit comfortably. Close your eyes if that feels okay. Follow your breath. If thoughts come, notice them, name them, and gently return to breathing.
Try it exactly like this. Set a timer for 5 minutes on silent. Put your phone face down across the room. Count breaths quietly from 1 to 10, and then start again if you lose the count. Start with 1 minute if 5 feels like a mountain. Small steps win.
Second, a pre-conversation listening ritual. Before an important talk, put the phone away, plant both feet on the floor, and take 3 slow breaths together with the other person. Silently set the intention. I will listen to understand, not to fix. That shared pause creates safety instantly.
Third, a digital guardrail. Choose 1 hour each day to turn off non-essential notifications. Use it to be present with whatever is in front of you, a neighbor, a task, a walk. Protecting that pocket rewires how easily you can access quiet later.
A couple of practical tips to help these stick. Anchor the pause to an existing habit, your morning tea, your commute, washing dishes. Keep a 1-line journal after your pause. What did I notice? 1 sentence is enough.
I also want to be direct about risks, so you use stillness wisely. 1. Don't mistake silence for avoidance. Stillness is for re-engagement, not hiding. 2. Don't push into long, silent retreats if you feel flooded. Start small and reach out for support if hard emotions arise. If deeper struggles come up, consider a trusted friend, mentor, or counselor.
Now, let's slow down together for a short reflection. You can pause the episode if you'd like, or sit with me for a quick guided moment.
First question. When was the last time you felt truly listened to? Second, how do you meet quiet inside? With curiosity or resistance? Third, what one small step could you try this week to protect a minute or five of silence?
Take a slow breath with me. Inhale, 2, 3. Exhale fully. Notice one feeling without trying to change it. Name it silently. Tired, hopeful, wary, peaceful, and let it be.
If you paused the episode to reflect, welcome back. That tiny investment of attention is exactly what's needed to start shifting habits. The courage to slow down creates clearer choices and kinder responses.
Before we close, carry this thought. Stillness is not an escape. It is a gateway into life, into fuller listening, more honest presence, and deeper care. When we learn to be quietly present with our own hearts, we become better at being present with one another.
If you'll try one thing this week, pick one practice, the 5-minute pause, the 3-breath pre-conversation ritual, or 1 hour of digital quiet, and give it 3 sincere tries. Notice what shifts, even if it's small. Presence is a habit built by gentle repetition.
Thank you for sharing this quiet space with me. If this episode landed for you, please subscribe so you don't miss future conversations about loving within and reaching out with greater care. Share it with someone who needs a little more presence today.
Until next time, love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.